Big stakes for Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum in the Arizona and Michigan Republican primaries today. Santorum is telling supporters there is a strong difference between him and Romney.
When compared to the other candidate who's running here in Michigan against me at the top of the polls, we have a clear difference between a record of someone who has fought in the trenches for the conservative cause, for the values that made this country great.
Joining us live now, John King, CNN's chief national correspondent, the host of John King USA. John, we may have a sense of how things will turn out in Arizona, but in Michigan, it's still tight.
Mike and Mark, good morning. I can't remember a state yet that we've woken up on election morning. You know, we've seen a couple of states with 1 or 2 point differences. This one's a dead heat, and the polls have been jumping. All of the polling I've seen, though, did show Santorum had the momentum if there was any break between the two candidates at the very, very end. In Arizona and in Michigan, some people have voted early. Those people benefit Romney, but it's a smaller slice of that in Michigan. So we might be up late tonight counting votes, and it's a critical test, not just in the Romney-Santorum battle, but this is one of those big states. The Republicans hope to make it a battleground in the fall. If this election is going to be about the economy, what a better laboratory for Michigan, whether you're talking about the auto industry, the other pieces of the economy out there. You know, Nevada now has the highest unemployment in the country, but for a long time, for most of the last decade, Michigan had that designation. So it's an important test in the nomination process and also in the big picture of the country's politics.
It is an amazing thing. Bob McDonald, the governor of Virginia, is going to be with us this morning, less than 2 hours here on WTOP. We have an Ask the Governor program coming up today. One of the issues that he contends is getting in the way of Republicans appealing to the general voter in America is that they are too focused as candidates on social issues and not enough focus on the economic concerns of everyday Americans.
Well, but if you're in a very close race, every vote counts. And a slice of the Republican electorate, an important slice, are evangelicals and social conservatives. And so you can't ignore those issues in a Republican primary. And all the candidates know that. Now, Senator Santorum has helped himself by emphasizing them some with certain constituencies. In a state like Michigan, where you do have evangelicals and some conservative Catholics, in other places, look for Super Tuesday. We'll be having this conversation next week. But Governor McDonald knows this firsthand. He just got involved in the whole personhood and the vaginal ultrasound legislation. I hate to use those words so early in the morning. Sorry, people. But he knows himself how you can be trying to focus on one thing, whether it's the legislature moving or different state you visit, issues come up and you have to deal with them. But welcome to politics.
Some good thoughts, John. We'll be watching tonight as the votes come in. John King, CNN's chief national correspondent, the host of John King USA.